Well, we're looking at our culture in 2016 through the eyes of God's perfect word. And the book of Proverbs, a very practical book that God gives us to lay down so many applications to our personal lives, directly addresses just about every issue that we face. And one of the issues that has been part of our cultural decline has been the deterioration of the parent-child relationship. The reason for that, of course, is the predominance of humanism that does not see people as created in the image of God, does not see the fact that we're born with a sin nature, we are not a blank tablet, does not see the need for parents to be the instruments of God to nurture, develop, train, teach young people on behalf of the Lord so that they can be all that God would have them to be. You see, God has created mankind with a need for Him. We do not have the instincts that animals have. We are made on purpose without those instincts, except for the basic eating and so forth, because God wants us to learn dependence upon Him, and He teaches dependence upon Him through parental leadership, guidance, and authority. Well, none of that makes any sense if you believe that we're evolved, that we are not born in sin, and we don't need a Savior, and there is no God. Well, you know, from a secular, just non-spiritual perspective, then the whole idea of family crumbles. And of course, we've seen, starting especially back in the 40s and 50s, the parental discipline being questioned and the order within the home, and then we began to see parents and their commitment to one another deteriorating because of the awful immorality and lack of respect for marriage. Then we began to have, of course, the whole matter of gender distinction be undercut and just a total disregard for what the Bible teaches about male-female relationship and the fact that God made marriage that way. And of course, it's just gone from bad to worse even in this last year. By the way, let me just say, folks, we need to stand with the Word of God even in some of what we don't consider the most major applications. It is important that we show on how we live, how we act, how we dress, every way we stand with God on His order. He made them male and female. Marriage is a two becoming one. This is a sacred institution, and everything about us ought to just say very clearly, we are Bible-believing Christians. We believe God's word is true, and that's why those things are important. Well, the structure of the family has been under attack. By the way, let me say at this point, I would ask you to pray for the state of California. They have a very serious bill going through their assembly that has a good chance to pass, and that will undercut the viability of Christian education of all types in the state of California. It is a direct attack now on Christianity. There is an emboldened attack coming, and so this is a serious thing in which now the leadership of different facets of the churches there in California are going to have to really take seriously. And so I do pray for the folks. I don't know all the issues there, but it just again points out very vividly how we've gone from humanism creeping in the last decades to this point of just even the view of how families ought to be ordered. The Bible is very clear, and we saw the responsibility of parents last week from the book of Proverbs. And if you want to get to the book of Proverbs, I go quickly through these verses, and we're not going to go long tonight because of the full day that you've had. But the other side of the equation, of course, is direct teaching of the response of children to their parents. Now let me say, even though this will be directed to children and teenagers and anyone who is in the home, that who is responsible to make sure that occurs? Well, it is the parent that is to enforce honoring, obedience, all of these things, and that we need to have the power of God so that we can help our children come to the place of fulfilling God's word in this. So, several different things I want us to see here from the book of Proverbs. First of all, Very clearly, there are two or several sets of verses that talk about the fact that young people, you need to esteem your parents' instruction and advice. You need to esteem your parents' instruction and advice. That means you need to lift it up. You need to realize that when your parents speak to you, that it is important. God has placed them in your life. And when you have parents that know the Lord and love the Lord and are wanting to help you especially, but regardless, the Bible makes it clear we as the children are to take what parents teach very seriously. To not listen, to just avoid it, to act disrespectfully about it is opposed to what the Bible says. So listen closely to this. Chapter 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Isn't that interesting? We are not just to listen to our parents when they're young, but also we need to be thankful for their godly spiritual advice. Chapter 13, verse 1, a wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. Chapter 15, verse 5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. And so what you find, and we, of course, when we are in a place of spiritual authority with young people, you can tell very clearly the parents that have enforced discipline, respect, and attentiveness with their children by their willingness to listen, their wanting to listen, not having the scorner's attitude. Let me just say, parents, it ought to scare you to death if your children scorn you, take you lightly. You need to pray that through as to how to make a difference in that matter, because they will do that to all forms of authority. And so, let me just say, young people, you need to be telling the Lord every day, Lord, teach me through my parents. Instruct me through those who are in spiritual authority in my life. Lord, I want to gain wisdom. They are going to be primary instruments in my life to guide me and direct me through my formative years. Don't endure your parents' instruction. Receive your parents' instruction. Realize this is one of the ways that God's going to protect your life, help you to be successful for Him, help you to be able to handle the difficulties in life. Take it as something that is extremely valuable. Chapter 5, verse 1. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Chapter 23, verse 19. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thine heart in the way. So the whole point here is listen to the wisdom that God gives parents so that you can be wise and so that you can have understanding. A child that doesn't listen will think foolishly and act foolishly. Throughout the book of Proverbs, you find the word fool. And that is simply denotes someone that lacks wisdom, that is impulsive, that does what their flesh wants to do rather than what is wise. And then you need to not only esteem and listen and get a hold of your parents' instruction, you need to apply it. You know, this is important, parents, that you teach your children to take not only the step to listen to you, but then give them the steps to how to implement what you're teaching them. So often we stop, we don't just talk at our children, we guide our children. We give them the tools that they need. We are alongside of them like the Lord is with us to enable us to accomplish His word. You see, when your child learns to listen, and then learns to apply it and is successful in the application of it, they're going to learn to listen to God's wisdom directly through the preaching and teaching of God's word and their own study of God's word, and then they are going to be making their I will statements, ever heard that anywhere, and be able to follow through. Now, folks, one of the problems for those of us as our adults, if we weren't listening well when we were kids, we're probably still having a little trouble listening to God. And we have a hard time making an I will statement and meaning it. Think about it. Do you want your child to have that same problem? You really want to guide your child into, I hear it, I understand it, I know what to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm telling you, that life will be blessed. So many young people don't have that ability because parents need to guide them. And young people, you've got to have a heart to be willing to be guided. And if your parents are willing to take time to help you, you need to praise the Lord and don't be frustrated with the time. Nothing is more important than letting your parents guide you and help you. It will help you know God better, as I've already illuminated mentioned here. Chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, verse 5, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. A child that follows their parents will find God. It will guide and protect you. Chapter 6, verse 20. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Verse 22. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou wakest, it shall talk with thee. Now, if any of you had godly parents, can you apply that in your mind? Oh, my. I have been in so many situations, and the voice of my mother, her teaching, her conscience was right there. No, that's not what you do. Be honest. Do right. That's the last thing my mom told me when she was able to speak. She said, basically, stay the course. Do right. I mean, that just resounds in my mind. And if you'll listen to your parents, it will be right there in your heart and mind as a treasure forever. And it will, if you want to talk about the positive side of things, it will enhance the quality of your life. My son, chapter 4, verse 20, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, verse 22, for they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. And then we have, of course, the promise of the fifth commandment, that days may go well with thee. A long life, a peaceful life. Chapter 3, verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Oh, there is such blessing. And young people, the only one you hurt truly is yourself when you do not listen. It's not just obeying your parents. It's doing what your parents even would love for you to do. It's getting a hold of what their heartbeat according to the word of God and what is truly right. And how other spiritual authorities, their burdens for you, you will take seriously and God will protect you. Now the fifth commandment does give us the third major point. We've talked about esteeming your parents' instruction, then applying it. And all of this will come as you just simply determine to honor them by your life. Do you know that the Bible considers it one of the greatest shameful acts for us to be disrespectful? Chapter 19, verse 26. He that wasteth or robs his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Chapter 28, verse 24. Whoso robbeth his father or mother and saith it is no transgression, the same as the companion of a destroyer. You say, well, that's despicable. You would be amazed. I've been in the ministry long enough to see how often children take advantage of their parents. Do you realize how difficult it is for elderly people today without the devotion and the honoring of their parents? It's quite a day we live in. Disrespect causes you to be arrogant and will, of course, lead to rebellion. There should always be a respect for spiritual authority. It starts with your parents and goes right on through. Chapter 30, verse 11. There is a generation that curseth his father and doth not bless his mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. So much of the turmoil and all of the things that distress us in our culture really goes back to children not being taught to honor and reverence and to learn and to have respect for God. Now we have no inner control. Our police forces are just having to multiply. I'll guarantee it won't be long before the military has to control America because of the lawlessness that is there. And then finally, God will punish. Chapter 20, verse 20. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out into obscure darkness. Chapter 30, verse 17. The eye that mocketh his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat of it. You say, well, that's Old Testament. By the way, the whole Word of God is the Word of God. But the Lord Jesus reinforced this in Matthew 15:4 when he quoted from the law and said, for God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. Oh, if we could get back to really believing that. Young people, I encourage you to take this simple little, really devotional tonight, but take it deeply to heart. You are wounding yourself every time you're disrespectful, every time you do not listen, every time your mind's somewhere else when your parents are trying to help you. You are wounding yourself, you are dishonoring God, and God considers it very seriously because God put your parents into your life in his stead to draw you to him and to shape your life so that you will love God and so that you will have the right attitude toward others around you. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind. First table of the law, second table of the law, love thy neighbor as thyself. And that is where the blessing of life is. And young person, I don't care how cool you are and how many friends you have. I don't care how successful you may be and all the money that you make. If you break these truths from Proverbs about listening and applying what your parents have given to you and the attitude, and you mock them or scorn them or do not have the right response to them, you can't win. That will not bring you joy. That will not cause you to find fulfillment. And let me just tell you, God is not mocked. I want to remind you, I don't care what everybody else says, God is still on the throne. He's still alive and well. And he loves you. And he will chasten. And he will deal. Because this is going to wound you and your family. It's going to hurt further future generations. It is absolutely essential that you get deep within your heart, I will love my parents. I will honor them. I will listen to them. I will follow them. And, you know, every time, I love it when I'm able to give a testimony, this young person did what their parents said, even though they didn't really want to at that point, but then it turned out, obviously, God was able to do it. Don't manipulate your parents. Don't put pressure on them. Seek to find out what they truly want you to do and then follow them, and you will find the blessing of God upon you, and God will protect you and learn what God would have you to learn. So a simple lesson here tonight, but you know, adults, you think about it, many of the issues that you've had to face in life really go back to those early issues. And so let's don't allow that to happen with our own children. We want them blessed. We want them to be far more blessed than us. Our heart needs to be, oh, that they would know their God and they would have the smile of heaven upon them. Folks, it's 2016, but God can enable every child to live that way. May God help us as parents to lead them. Let's bow for prayer. Very quick challenge here tonight, but a very important one. And let me just apply it here tonight. Let me, first of all, speak to parents. How many would say, you know, I realize I'm going to have to become more consistent. I do want to provide the atmosphere, the structure, the kind of situation in my home that my children will have the right kind of attitude, and that they will learn to be attentive, and that they will gain great instruction. By the way, you want to have wisdom. You want to have knowledge. You want to have something to give them that will change their life, and to have the answers, and to have a life that is worth respecting. But you say, God has touched me even through this simple challenge to children here tonight. I want to be a right kind of parent. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up if God has touched your heart that way? God bless you. So many. Thank you. All right, young people, right now, even your response to these verses is really all about your response to God and to your parents. This is God's word. If God convicted you that you're not treating your parents right, you're not listening, you're not looking them in the eye, you're not being respectful when they address you, you're not applying what they're saying, you're making it difficult for them, you sometimes have body language that shows disrespect. If there are other things that God has put on your heart tonight, then to really show that you honor God, the right response would be tonight to admit, God spoke to me, and by His grace, I believe His word, I stand upon it, and I want to see victory in some of these areas of my life, and I do want to have the right attitude toward my parents. So with head still bowed, if as a child, as a teenager, as a young adult, if God has worked in your heart here tonight, I would encourage you to respond to the Lord. Would you just to simply slip up your hand and say, yes, God spoke to me. God bless you. Many hands. Just if God's worked, I would encourage you to, for His sake to see it, to raise your hand and say, I am not fully honoring their heart, and I want to do that here tonight. God bless you. So many. Amen. Lord, you've seen these hands here tonight, and I do pray that you'll bless. And Lord, there may be someone here that needs you as Savior. Would you touch their heart? I pray for the parents. I pray for the children. Lord, this has just been a simple reading of some verses from the book of Proverbs. But Lord, they're powerful verses. They are so clear. Each one could be an entire message. And I pray that you will work in our hearts. And Lord, help us to realize that in this day of just lawlessness, Lord, there needs to be genuine love and order in our homes because we believe you. Lord, would you do the work in each of these that raise a hand? Would you even bless them for indicating their need? And Lord, would you bless in this invitation now in Jesus' name? Amen. Well, let's stand if God's worked in your heart tonight. One of the most important things when God specifically works is to make a specific decision. And so, parents, if God has worked in your heart, it's good for you to be humble and take the lead first. I need to be stronger in my consistency. I need to be stronger in loving my children by putting the boundaries and then giving them the instruction and taking time. However God has worked in your heart. And then young people and children, if God's worked in your heart, it would be so good for you to respond to the Lord. Let your parents know, I really do want to have the right attitude. I know God's word is true. And I am burdened to be the right kind of young person. So if God's worked, you come now. If God has touched your heart at all, remember, we're talking about authority here, God's authority. Obey Him, trust Him, and yield to Him tonight as we sing.